This is Rewind 2026. July 25th, 1854. The paper shirt collar was patented by William Hunt of New York City. The once popular collar was very much a part of a clergyman's wardrobe. On July 25th, 1866, Ulysses S. Grant was elevated to full four-star general of the U.S. Army, becoming the first American officer to reach that rank. July 25th, 1942.
Then he trucked him on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a die, come a die, play.
Capitol Records' first number one hit made it to the top this day. It was one of their first six records that they released on July 1st. The new company's hit was Cow Cow Boogie by Ella Mae Morse with Freddie Slack's orchestra. On July 25th, 1946...
Dean Martin, I happen to be very neat. The way I eat spaghetti, I always use a fork and a pair of scissors.
I understand about using a fork to put the spaghetti in your mouth, but what do you do with scissors?
Cut off the loose end.
Crooner Dean Martin and comedian Jerry Lewis staged their first show as a team this day at Club 500 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The two had met while performing, separately, at the Glass Hat in New York City and decided to try an ad-lib act together. The rest is entertainment history. July 25th, 1965.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Bob Dylan appeared on stage at the Newport Folk Festival with an electric guitar. It was not well received, even with a classic folk song, Blowin' in the Wind. The electrified poet laureate of a generation was booed by the audience for being amplified. He was, in fact, booed right off the stage. On July 25th, 1978...
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby.
The first test tube baby was born in England. Louise, a daughter born to Leslie and Gilbert Brown, was the first baby conceived outside the mother's body. July 25th, 1997...
Get off my plane.
Air Force One with Harrison Ford as President James Marshall premiered. Folks from all over the U.S. flew to their neighborhood theaters to drop some $37.13 million the first weekend. On July 25th, 1999...
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
Lance Armstrong rode to victory in the Tour de France, capping an amazing comeback from cancer. He was only the second American to win cycling's showcase race. The number one record on this date in 1967 was...
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Light My Fire by The Doors. And that's Rewind for July 25th, 2026.